Today's daf is Erev in Daf Mem Gimel, and we are 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Beis, Amid Beis, Amar Rav. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Tzara Liza and Avadia Ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yubadal Chaim Tovim, Ramosha Chaim. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss the Machloikis Tanoim, the machloikis between the Gedolei HaTanoim, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah on the one hand, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva on the other hand. And that is with regards to somebody that was forced outside of his Tchum on Shabbos, and he's now in an area that's surrounded by mechitzas. The question is, do we say that this person is only allowed Dalet Amos, or do we say that being that this person is now in an area that's surrounded by mechitzos, so perhaps the entire mukim, that's muk of mechitzos, is treated like one big area of Dalet Amos, and based on that, the halacha would be that even though he's outside of his tchum, but if he's in the area that's muk of mechitzos, he should be able to walk all around. And the truth is, in order to properly appreciate this machloikis, there's a very important distinction in the world of Tchumim between a person that's in an area that's Mukaf Mechitzais versus a person that's in an area that's not Mukaf Mechitzais. It says in the Torah, Al Yetze Yishvim Koimai. From there, Chazal learned there's a halacha that a person's not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos outside of his Mokim on Shabbos. A machloik is in Shas, whether Tchumim's Deiraisa or Tchumim's Derabbanan. But forget about whether it's Deiraisa or Derabbanan. There is a law called Tchumim which says, Al Yetze Yishvim Koimai. Chazal defined Al Yetze Yishvim Koimai as Al Payim Amah. However, people make the mistake and think that the law of Tchumim states a person can't walk 2,000 amos on Shabbos. That is not true. What it means is you can't walk beyond your makom 2,000 amos. But if your makom is 10,000 amos big, you'd be able to walk from one side of your makom to the other side of the makom, plus you would get another 2,000 amos. So the question is, how do you define your makom in the world of Tchumim? The answer is, if you're in an area that's surrounded by mechitzos, even if it's a city that's surrounded by mechitzos, the entire city is considered your makom, which means that you'd be allowed to walk to the edge of your city, plus another 2,000 amos outside of the city. If you walk more than that, that's when you violated the law of Al Yetzei Ishmim Kaimi. If you're in an area that's not surrounded by mechitzos, you're spending Shabbos in a field, in a bikkah, then the halacha is that your dalet amos is considered your makom. And then the halacha states that you wouldn't be able to walk more than 2,000 amos from your dalet amos. So by default, if you're in an area that's not surrounded by mechitzas, your makom becomes dalet amos, and you get alpayim amah from your dalet amos. If, however, you're in an area that's mukaf mechitzas, so the alpayim amah is not from your dalet amos, but rather the alpayim amah is from the outside of those mechitzas. The same halacha is true, or maybe true, in the reverse. And that is if somebody is outside of the tchum. Somebody left the tchum. Now what? So you violated the halacha. Or like in the Mishnah's case, you were forced. Misha hitziyu nachrim oy ruach ra. The halacha is ein lo yala dalet amos. You always get dalet amos because in the world of tchumen, dalet amos is always going to be considered your makim. It's considered your makim in terms of determining from where you measure the alpayim amah. It's also considered your makim so that in the event that you're outside of your tchum, where you technically can't walk around anymore, but dalet amos at the very least you're going to get. The question is, what happens if somebody left the tchum, or he was forced out of the tchum, and he now finds himself in an area that's mukaf mechitzos? Do we say that just like in terms of establishing your makom, an area that's mukaf mechitzos, it doesn't matter how big it is treated like dalet amos? So too now, I'm outside my tchum, I'm only allowed dalet amos, but wow, lo and behold, I'm in an area that's Mukaf Mechitzas. The whole area that's Mukaf Mechitzas should be treated like Dalet Amos. Or maybe no. It's true there's something called Mukaf Mechitzas, which that entire area is viewed as your Makom, so that you get 2,000 Amos beyond that point in terms of establishing what the Tchum is. But in the other side, on the back end of this, if you find yourself outside the tchum, even if you're in an area that's mukaf mechitzas, it could be the area that's mukaf mechitzas, wouldn't be treated like Dalet Amos. So the question is, if someone was forced outside the tchum and he finds himself in an area that's surrounded by mechitzas, is he allowed to walk around that entire area? Or even in the area that's mukaf mechitzas, perhaps he only gets dalet amos. And it was a machlokes in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, nesanu bedir oy besar, if somebody was forced out of his tchum and he's now in a deer, a corral, or some enclosure where animals are, that even though you're outside the tchum, and usually if you're outside your tchum, you only get dalet amos, but being that the area that you're in is surrounded by mechitzas, so you keep in mahalach as kula. Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Kiva said, no, ain't loyal dalet amos. All you're going to get is dalet amos. And then the Mishnah brought a story, a maisa shahoya kachoya, with the same four tanoim, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva. We are in a real life story. They had a situation like this. Maisa, there was a story. Shabo mi pandarsin. They came from this place. The Fligis finas bayam, and these Tanoim were at sea in the beginning of Shabbos, and the Sfina went deep into sea. They traveled way beyond the Alpaya Mama. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Gamliel and Elazar ben Azariah had no problem walking around the entire area. Why? So we'll see more in the Gemara, but Pasha, because the area was surrounded by mechitzas. A Sfina is surrounded by mechitzas. So if it's surrounded by mechitzas, even though they're outside the Tchum, and usually if you're outside your Tchum, you only have Dalet Amos, but just like in terms of establishing your Makom, the halacha is that mechitzas says that the entire area within those mechitzas is treated like dalet amos. So on the back end, the same halacha is going to be true. Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Akiva, however, lo yizazu mi dalet amos. They don't want to leave dalet amos. And then the Mishnah throws us for a little bit of a loop, and that is sheratzu lahachmer al atzman. And the reason is because they wanted to be machmer. The Gemara is going to make the obvious theory. It sounds like that really they held like Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that they could walk around. It was just a chumrah that would seem to be inconsistent with what their shita was a few lines earlier. Either way, so we have a machloikis between Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah on the one side, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua on the other side, and the Gemara seem to present the machloikis in two separate cases. The first was regarding a deer and a sar, that's an enclosure where animals are, it's mukaf mechitzais, and the second one was with regards to a svina. And on that note, zok the Gemara, 9 lines from the bottom of daf mem beis amid beis. Amar Rav, Rav said, hilchos of Rabbi Gamliel, da'alach is like Rabbi Gamliel, bedir, v'sar, v'svina. In all three of those cases, da'alach is like Rabbi Gamliel. If somebody was forced outside the tchum, he's now in a deer, he's in a sar, he's on a boat, da'alach is, being that you're in an area that's mukaf mechitzas, even though you're outside the tchum. And usually if you're outside the tchum, all you have is dalet amos. But the entire area that's surrounded by mechitzas is treated like dalet amos. That's a rule in Hilchas Tchumen. The Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, Hilchas or Rabbi Gamliel b'svino. I agree, Rav. Dalach is like Rabbi Gamliel as it relates to a boat. Avol bedir v'sar loy. But as it relates to a deer and a sar, there I disagree. Zoch tigmar. Tkuli amam yas alach Rabbi Gamliel b'svino. Everybody holds that halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, by a svina. My time, what's the reason? Meaning, it seems like there's a difference between a svina and a deer and a sar. And the question is, what is that difference? I mean, that from a high level, deer, sar, and svina, you would think are all the same. They're all an area that's mukaf mechitzas. So whether or not you can walk throughout the entire area or you only have dalet amos is totally in the introduction that we just spoke out. But it sounds like that there is some chilek, because Shmuel said that halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel besvina. That halacha is not like him bedir v'sar. But everyone agrees that halacha is besvina. So there's clearly more of a reason to follow Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Shito as it relates to a Sfina. What is that Sfara? Zok the Gemara, Machlokes Amayram. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi said, Hoyo v'shavas v'aver mechitzas m'boidyam. The case of the Sfina is where the person, and in our Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua, they were all on this boat in the beginning of Shabbos. Their kinyan shvisa, their mokoim, as it relates to Tchumen, was the Sfina. Being that this was their mokoim, and as it relates to establishing their mokoim, the area, the entire boat, being that it's mukaf mechitzas, was treated like dalet amos. So it's for that reason we say that on the back end, once they were outside the tchum, they can walk throughout their entire area, and it's treated like dalet amos. Because once we were kiveya that the svina's dalet amos on the front end of the halacha of tchumen, so it makes sense that it should be that way on the back end as well. As opposed to the deer and the sar, where somebody spent Shabbos in his house, and then he was kidnapped, thrown into a car.
corral with cows, and the next thing he knows, he wants to know, can I walk throughout this entire area or not? You don't have the svar of hoil v'shavas ba'avar mechitzes. You didn't spend the beginning of Shabbos in the deer and the sar. You spent it in your house. So here you don't have that svar. But either way, that's the special svar that you have between Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira said a different svar. Hoil v'svino noitlesoi mitchilas arba umanachtoi b'soif arba. And Rashi brings three pshatim and what exactly this means. The pshat that Rashi prefers is the third pshat that he brings from his uncle. He says, "Vizeu loshen doidi Reb Shimon." This is what my uncle Reb Shimon said me pi harav. And what Rashi's uncle Reb Shimon said, the pshat that Rashi had gefelt, is that a boat is constantly moving. A person has dalet amos. Even when you're outside of Yitro, we said that. You have Dalet Amos. The question is, can you get more than Dalet Amos? Here's the point. But wherever you are, whatever your makim is, you're always going to get Dalet Amos. So if you're stationary, and now you have a question, can I walk more than 4 Amos? So good. This is the machloikis. Do you say that being that I'm in an enclosed area, so the whole area is treated like one big Dalet Amos? Or do you not say that's svara? But by the boat, it's a moot point, said Reb Zeira. Because the boat was moving. So every time you move, Dalet Amos, you get a new Dalet Amos. And as long as you don't walk more than Dalet Amos, you're always going to be okay. So Reb Zeira said that being that the boat was moving, so it's poshet. And that's why Shmuel and Rav and everybody agreed that Lach would be like Rabbi Gamliel by Svina, because by Svina, there's more of a Svara that it should be okay. So two Svaras why Svina is different, or more pointedly, two Svaras why the Amiram all were in agreement that the Halach is like Rabbi Gamliel as it relates to Svina. Number one, by Svina, there's a Svara, Hayol v'Shavas v'Avar Mechitzes, being that you spend Shabbos in the from Ben Ashmoshes in the Svina. So we already kaveyat that these Mechitzes have a din of Dalet Amos. So once we kaveyat as it relates to establishing your Makom, we kaveyat that even after you're outside the tchum, we're still going to treat it as Dalet Amos. Reb Zeira said, being that the boat is moving, so you never really walked outside of your Dalet Amos, because every time the boat goes Dalet Amos, you technically get another Dalet Amos. Ochti Gemara, maybe I was there in Afkamino. Gemara says two Afkaminos. It could be one Afkamino, Shenifchasu Daifchei Svina. What would be if the walls of the Svina came down? According to Rabba, the whole Svar is, Hayol v'Shavas v'Avar Mechitzes. I'm in the same Avar Mechitzes that I was in the beginning of Shabbos. What if I lost those mechitzas? So you're not going to have this far. According to Rav Zeira, it's not to do with mechitzas. According to Rav Zeira, because it's always moving. So if it's moving, it has nothing to do with the fact that you're in an area that's mukaf mechitzas. According to Rabbi, it has everything to do with the fact that you're in an area that's mukaf mechitzas. So nafkamin would be if there's no mechitzas. Inami, because it's misvina lasvina. What would be if somebody went from one boat onto another boat? According to Rabbi, the svar is hoyo v'shavas v'amar mechitzas. Over here, you're on a different boat already. You didn't spend Shabbos in the beginning on in this boat. So you didn't have these mechitzas. But according to Rav Zeira, the whole point is that you're never walking outside of your Dalet Amos because the boat's moving. Also, if the boat's moving, so it's not going to be an issue. Reb Zeira is Oktibar, my Tai Lama Kerabba. Why did Reb Zeira say like Rabba? So Rabba and Reb Zeira said different pshatim. So the Gemara is going to ask, why did Reb Zeira not like Rabba's pshat? Why did Rabba not prefer Reb Zeira's pshat? So the Gemara says, Reb Zeira, why didn't you like Rabba? Amalacha. So Reb Zeira is going to say, Alamdish is Svara, Mechitza is Lahavriach Mayim Asuyois. These Mechitzas weren't really made so much for the people that were inside the boat in order to appreciate and benefit and enjoy these mechitzos. They're not there for shelter as much as they're there just to chase away the water, just to make sure that this person doesn't get wet and he doesn't drown, he's at sea. So being that the purpose of the mechitzos are not really for what's inside, but it's more to protect from the outside, that's always a chisaron in the world of mechitzas. We've seen this far earlier in the Masechta, that a mechitza that's made to partition, not so much for the benefit of what's on the inside of the mechitza, but more as a defensive point for what's on the outside, maybe it's not considered a mechitza. Now, this svara can't be taken out of context, because that's pasha, for example. This svina, even though its mechitzas were there, lavriach mayim, of course, would have a din of a reshus hayachid, for example, assuming the mechitzas were 10 tvachim tall and it was dalet al dalet, of course, it'd have a din of a reshus hayachid. But this is a special svara as it relates to, you know, rabbis coming with a knack svara, hoyl v'shavas, but avra mechitzas, Reb Zeira said, I don't like this svara so much, because these are not such good mechitzas, so I'm not comfortable working with that svara, considering the fact that we're dealing with b'diavad mechitzas. Rabbi, my time, I'm like Reb Zeira. Why didn't Rabbi learn like Reb Zeira? Reb Zeira said a very nice pshat. He said the boat's always moving. Rashi has three pshat on what this might mean. Rashi brings his uncle's pshat, Reb Shimon mipi Arav. But either way, the point is you're never really going outside your Dalet Amos, because the boat is always moving. You're always getting a new Dalet Amos, so you're never really going outside of Dalet Amos. So why didn't Rabbi learn like Reb Zeira's pshat? So Zokti Gemara. It's not because Rabbi didn't like the pshat. In fact, Rabbi liked it so much that he held that being that in the Mishnah, it seemed to have been a machloikis between Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yeshua, had we been discussing a boat that was moving, there would have never been a machloikis. There would have never been a machloikis. Meaning not that he doesn't like the Svara. Rabbi Zeira didn't look like Rabbi because Rabbi Zeira didn't like Rabbi Svara. He dinks with the Svara. Rabbi didn't look like Rabbi Zeira, not because he didn't like the Svara, just the opposite. He loved the Svara. It's a tremendous Svara. You can't argue with it. And initially, there's a machlokes. So obviously, he said it can't be that that's Pshat in Rabbi Gamliel, because if that's Pshat in Rabbi Gamliel, what's Pshat in Rabbi Akiva? What's Pshat in Rabbi Yeshua? Said, in other words, because if the boat was moving, there would have been no machlokes. Machlokes must have been when the boat was stationary. Or if it's stationary, you don't have the Svara of Rashi's uncle, Reb Shimon. So this whole Torah goes by the wayside, and that's why Rabba didn't learn like Rabbi Zeira. Rav Nachman Ma'ay Yitzchak Masis and Nami David Mablech is loy pligi. There's a riot from the Mishnah that, like Rabba, that the machloikis between the Tanoim was not by a boat that's moving, but rather a boat that's stationary. How do you know that? Because Midik Tani Ma'isish Bo'im Plan Darsin, the Fligis Finos Abayot, Rabbi Gumbu, Rabbi Lazman, Azari, Hokhlas, Kudu, Rabbi Shuab, Rabbi Kibbe, Lazos, Me'ar, Ba'amis. We saw this Mishnah in the introduction. What did the Mishnah say? That Rabbi Gumbu, Rabbi Lazman, Azari, this was a real life story. They spent the beginning of Shabbos in a boat, and then it went at sea, and they were outside the Tchum. Rabbi Gumbu, Rabbi Lazman, Azari had no problem. And they were walking around the boat. Rabbi Shua Bekiva, they sat. Why did they sit? Sherotzu lahachmer al atzmon. So said Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchok, the diak that we spoke out already twice when we learned the Mishnah originally and in the intro. If there's no machloikis when the boat is moving, hainu diktani rotzu. I understand why Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua only did it as a chumrah. Meaning, there is shita that if you're outside the tchum, and you're in an enclosed area, the area that you're in is not treated like Dal and Amis, wasn't applicable over here. The reason is because it was moving. And being that it was moving, you had Rav Shimon, Rashi's uncle Svara. And that's why the only reason they didn't walk around was because of a chumrah. What do you mean? What happened to their shita? Why is it different than a deer and a sar? Oh, the terrace is different than a deer and a sar because a deer and a sar isn't moving. This is moving. This is a special svara. That's why it was only a chumrah. And what was the chumrah? Why were they machmer? They were afraid. What happens if it stops? If it would stop, then all of a sudden they'd have a problem because their shita is that even though you're in an enclosed area, you only have Dal and Amis. So that was the Chumrah. Eliyahu Repligi, but if you're going to tell me that they're arguing even when it's moving, like Reb Zeira said, then Hayrotzu Lahachmer. So why did the Mishnah say Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua didn't move out of the Dal and Amis as a Chumrah? Isuru, this is their Shita. This is their Shita. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak said, the Mishnah, from the fact that the Mishnah says that the Tanam were Machmer, it sounds like it wasn't Meikra Adin, probably because it was moving. Oh, probably because Ben Mahaleches Kuli Amaloi Pligi. And if Ben Mahaleches Kuli Amaloi Pligi, you can't tell me that Loch is like Rabbi Gamliel by a Svina because of a Svara of Mahaleches. That has nothing to do with the Machlekes Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi King, Rabbi Yeshua. Must be the Svara of something else. Must be there's a Svara to say that a Svina is different than a deer and a sar, either way, like the Gemara said. Zok the Gemara, Rav Ashi, Semasis and Nami Deik, Rav Ashi, who often proved a discussion in the Gemara from the Mishnah, he said the Mishnah is also Maduik that way. Diktani, Svina do me the deer v'sar, because the Mishnah brought the Machlokes Tanom by a boat, and it brought it by a deer and a sar. Ma deer v'sar, the kvi, just like a deer and a sar, the corral where the animals are is not moving. Av Svina Nami the kvi, so too, the Svina is probably not moving either. Amalei Rav Acha, Brei de Rav le Rav Ashi. Me inyan le inyan ba is inyan. Rav Acha, who was Rav's son, asked Rav Ashi a question. Hilchas like Rabbi Gamliel b'Svina, or he told him the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel b'Svina. So he told him back. Hilchas and Michal de Pligi. You're saying the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel by a Svina. So you're suggesting that there must have been a machloikis by Svina. Because if there was no machloikis by Svina, then what do you mean Hilchas like Rabbi Gamliel? There's no argument. What do you mean? In the Mishnah, isn't a mavur that there was an argument? So we said already the Mishnah is not so clear because the Mishnah says that the Tanam were machmer. It sounds like this was like a bal nefesh yachmer. This was a chumrah. But so the Gemara says, where do you see this machloikis? So the Gemara says, even though in the Mishnah it's not clear, but for Tanya we know from a brayso, Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, Emir Chananya, who is Rabbi Yeshua's nephew, said kol oisei hayoyim that day. When Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, they spent Shabbos on a boat. And there was a whole tumult. Once they were outside the tchum, can you walk around the boat? Or could you not walk around the boat? So Yashvu v'donu b'dvar halacha, they sat down and they were hurrying and learning. And they came out, Emesh echri achi abba, and my uncle
Chananya said came out that halacha krabi gamliel b'svina, the halachas are gamliel by a svina, halacha krabi kiva v'dir v'sar, the halachas are krabi kiva v'dir v'sar. But what's the bottom line? The bottom line is halacha krabi gamliel b'svina mechlal the pligi. You see that there really was a machloikis by svina as well. Either way, this next gemara that we're about to learn is a classic gemara in the world of raid. This gemara is hafeichba. Vahafoichba de kulaba. Zok de gemara. Boy, Rab Chananya. Rab Chananya had a shayla. Yesh tchum in the mind of my asara. Or ain't tchum in the mind of my asara. So a person's not allowed to walk outside the tchum. Dei raisa, the rabbana. But you're not allowed to walk outside the tchum. That's for certain. What if somebody walks outside of the tchum? However, he was walking more than 10 tfachim off the ground. Yesh tchum in the mind of my asara. Did he violate the issa tchumin, being that he was 10 tfachim off the ground? Or being that lamaisa he left the tchum? Or ain't tchumim l'mayla me'asara. There's no tchumim l'mayla me'asara. And based on that, maybe it shouldn't be a problem. Now, it's going to be more in the Gemara two things. First of all, the shayla of yesh tchumim l'mayla me'asara, ain't tchumim l'mayla me'asara, has nothing to do with some of the hard Gemaras that we learned in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos and in Perek HaZoyrik, in the beginning of Erevin. L'mayla me'asara tfachim, is it a separate rishos? It's a karmelis, it's a rishos ayachar, it's a rishos ram. It's nothing to do with that. It says in the Torah, al yelech, it says in the Torah, a person, you're not allowed to leave, you're not allowed to walk. The assumption is walking is in a normal way, is what the Torah said is a problem. If you're lamailo me'asara, could be that's just not regular. And if it's not regular, based on that, it shouldn't be an issue. Number one. Number two, the shayla of yesh tchumim lamailo me'asara, ain't tchumim lamailo me'asara, has two ramifications, as we'll see immediately in the Gemara. Number one, can you leave the tchum? You're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amas outside of your makom on Shabbos. What if I leave l'mayla me'asar? That's the obvious. Not shayla. That's being posed over here. But there's another shayla as well. And that is, what would be if somebody spent Shabbos l'mayla me'asar? Ben Ashmashas, he was l'mayla me'asar. By the way, he was sitting on an animal. He was driving a car. He might be l'mayla me'asar, an SUV. I don't know. He was l'mayla me'asar. That's all it is. So the question is, if you're l'mayla me'asar, so right in the beginning of Shabbos, are you koine shvisa where you are? Or maybe if you're l'mayla me'asara, you can't be koyin shvisa. Because if you ain't tchum l'mayla me'asara, there's no iser tchum in to leave your tchum l'mayla me'asara. You also can't establish your tchum l'mayla me'asara. So the Gemara says like this: Amud gavaya asar rachav arba. If the amud would be 10 tfachim tall and 4 tfachim wide, lighti ba'ilach, there'd be no shayla. Meaning everybody would agree that that's yesh tchum in the aras michti, because it's convenient to walk on such an area, so there's no reason it shouldn't be included in the laws of tchumim. Ki tibayil chad machlokes is, or the shayla is, ba'amud gavay asar v'ein rachav arba. What would be if it's 10 tfachim tall, but it's not 4 tfachim wide? So it's a shtickle imbakfeng to walk on it. So that's the question. Again, this has nothing to do with reshuyos. This is more related to, like, how geshmak is it? How inconvenient is it for you to be in that area? So now it's narrow, it's you're afraid of heights, you're going to fall. So that's the question. Is the tchumim over there or not? Inami, another nafka mina, just practically where this would be nogeya, the ka'azel bikvitza. What would be if somebody jumped? Meaning you left the tchum, but you were floating. Now, how's that possible? So Rashi says, b'shem, you used one of the shemes hakdoshim. So you tapped in, but this person used it, and he used one of the shemes, and now he's floating. He's literally. So that's the question. Was he over this at Chumin, or was he not over this at Lishnachrina? Another possibility, Besfina. What would be if somebody's simply on a boat? Being that you're on a boat, so the boat is more than 10 tfachim off the ground. So the question is, again, yesh tchum l'mayla me'asara, or ain't tchum l'mayla me'asara? What's in a gay? It's like if you left the tchum l'mayla me'asara, or if you were l'mayla me'asara b'knisas ha'shabas. What's just the hecha timtza? I don't know, you're on an amud where it's narrow, but it's more than 10 tfachim tall, or you use one of the shemes, or you're on a boat, just to keep it simple. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shaya said, Toshma, I'll bring you a raya from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, there was a story with the Tanoim. They spent the beginning of Shabbos on a boat, and then they went more than Alpayim Amo. And they had a whole machlokes. Can you walk around the boat? Could you not walk around the boat? Rabbi Lazman Nazari said, yeah. Rabbi Kibir, Rabbi Yeshua said, no, it was a chumrah. What's the chilik between a boat and a deer? But from that whole discussion, what do you see? Yeah, Rabbi Shlomi Yesh Tchumim Bishlam, if Yesh Tchumim, the Maile Me'asar, Mishum Achiratsu. I understand that whole sugya. Eli Yamet ain't Tchumim, Amairatsu. But if there's no Tchumim, the Maile Me'asar, then what was the whole issue over there? If there's no tchumin anyway, so the Gemara says, "Kedama Rava b'malechas birakach." Rava said to answer a different question that we'll see in a moment. That the Mishnah
The next part of the Mishnah was talking about where the boat wasn't in deep water, but rather it was in shallow water. It was pretty close to the ground. Maybe it was in shallow water. I mean that it's in shallow water, so you didn't have 10 tfachim off the ground. You didn't have 10 tfachim off the ground, then obviously this has nothing to do with our shiloh. So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from the end of the Mishnah. The last part of the Mishnah that we didn't mention yet was Pam Achas Le'nichnesu Le'nomel Achach HaShaykh. Another story with the same four Tanoim, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yeshua. They were all on a boat, and they were literally making it back to shore, like at the buzzer, mamish, at the beginning of Vein Hashmashes. And there was a whole suffix. Did they make it back on time, or did they not make it back on time? Where's the Nikaya? If they came to the port, the Vein Hashmashes, so it comes out, their tchum is established based on the beginning of the city. If, however, they were still on the boat, that means their tchum is going to be established based on the boat. But either way, we have a shaila. Is their tchum established on the boat, or maybe in the city? So the Gemara says, I understand the whole shayla. Yeah, Rabbi Shlomi, yesh tchumin, shaper. If yesh tchumin l'mayim l'asar, makes sense. Oh, yeah, I'm in tchumin. But if there's no tchumin l'mayim l'asar, g'lo yunib atoicha tchum, I have it. At the end of the day, they couldn't establish a tchum anyways, because we said the question of yesh tchumin l'mayim l'asar, or ain't tchumin l'mayim l'asar, is negeya. Not only could you leave the tchum in the event that you're l'mayim l'asar, but also if you were l'mayim l'asar, Bein Hashmashes, can you establish your tchum in that way? So you see, clearly there was a discussion about establishing your tchum. Amar Rava, this is where Rava said his teretz b'maleches birakak. No, it's talking about maybe where the boat was already birakak. The question was it at shore or not? But it was birakak, and therefore it wasn't more than 10 tfachim off the ground. So if it wasn't more than 10 tfachim off the ground, it has nothing to do with yesh tchum l'mayla me'asar, ain't tchum l'mayla me'asar. So again, Rabbi Shaya tried proving it from the Mishnah. From the two stories that were mentioned in our Mishnah with the Tanam that were on a boat, Tchumen, beginning of Shabbos, and both of those rayas, the Gemara deflected with what Rava said in Mahaleches Birakak. So the Gemara, Toshma, I'll bring you another ray. Hanishev Shmait. There were seven halachos, this Amrin, Betzafra, Bishabatka, made Rav Chizda Besur, that somebody told Rav Chizda in Surah, Shabbos morning. Ba'adi Pani B'Shabbat, that same Shabbos in the afternoon, that same person came and he told the same seven halachas, the same Shev Shmaitzes, Kamei de Rabba, Pompadisa, and he told it to Rabba in Pompadisa. Now, Surah from Pompadisa was very far. It was more than 4,000 amos far, meaning you couldn't even make an Erev Tchumen to get from one point to the other. Usually you can't walk more than 2,000 amos. With an Erev Tchumen, you can get another 2,000 amos. But this was even outside of where you can go with an Erev Tchumen. So somehow there was a Yid that Shabbos morning, he showed up to Beis Medrash in Surah, he got up and he gave a drasha, and he said over Shev Shmaitza. And this was in Surah, in the presence of the great Rav Chizda. And then that afternoon, by Shalashidis, he went to Rabbah, and he had Ibn Gechazat the drasha, that's always convenient, said over the same drasha, the same Shev Shmaitza. And he got up, but the problem was this was in Pompadisa, Surah to Pompadisa. So how is this? Who is this person? Who was it? Lav Elio. It was probably Elio Amrinu. He was probably the one that said it. Now, Elio, he can't be Michal Shabbos. Elio has to keep Shabbos. Almas, what do you see from here? Ain't Chum L'mayla Me'asara. He must have gone L'mayla Me'asara, right? Elio and Navi can travel L'mayla Me'asara. So if he could travel L'mayla Me'asara, that's why there was no problem. What's the issue? The issue is Chumen. But if Ain't Chum L'mayla Me'asara, it's very good. So the Gemara says, I have a Raya, because it must have been Elio and Navi. Who else could it have been? And you see, he went L'mayla Me'asara. So the Gemara says, Loi Dumo Yosef Shade Amrinu. Maybe it was Yosef the Shade. So why is that better? So Rashi says, Loi Minta Shabbat. He doesn't keep Shabbos. Elio and Navi keep Shabbos. But Yosef Shade has a Machal Shabbos Befahesia. So, I mean, he was giving Shalashidas Drusha, Torah, and Rabbis Bismedrish and Pumpadisa, but he didn't keep Shabbos. I mean that he didn't keep Shabbos, he said he's not someone you have to worry about. So the Gemara says, that didn't work. Tashma, I'll bring you a Raya. Reini Nazir. If somebody's Mekabel Naziris, he says, I want to be a Nazir, but Yom Shem Ben David, but on the day that Mashiach Ben David is going to come. So he says, the day the Mashiach comes, I want to be a Nazir. So the Gemara says, Mutalishti is Yayin, Bishabas is Yom Toivim. This person's allowed to drink wine. He's not a Nazir. Nazir's not allowed to drink wine. But he's not a Nazir. I mean, he's allowed to drink wine on Shabbos Fiyon. Tifa'as Salishti is Yayin, Kol Yomai Sachar. However, he's not allowed to drink wine during the week. Why? Now, the Pashtus is, if he said, Hareini Nazir Yom Shem Ben David Ba, unless he knows when Mashiach's coming, then L'chure, he should always not be an Azar. He should never be allowed to drink wine. You wake up in the morning, you want to have a glass of wine, maybe Mashiach's going to come today. How do you know Ben David's not coming? So based on that, it should always be Azar. Stating that, the Brayer says, no. Mutter lishlis yayin b'shabbos of yomotei. He's allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and Yontif. He's only not allowed to drink wine during the week. So the Gemara says, what's going on there? Iyamer b'shloim yesh tchumin. B'shloim of yesh tchumin. L'may l'may asara. Hainu de b'shabbos of yomotei m'mutter. Then I understand why this person's allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and Yontif. You know why? Because Mashiach Ben David can't come on Shabbos and Yontif. Because how's Mashiach Ben David going to go outside of the Tchum? It's not possible. How's he going to go outside the Tchum? So then I understand. It's Yehuda, the Brisker Rav said. Can you imagine? Imagine Yidden are waiting 2,000 years for Mashiach to come, and Mashiach's supposed to come. But the day that Mashiach's supposed to come is Shabbos. And in order for him to come on Shabbos, he's going to have to go outside the Tchum. We paskin Tchum in the Rabban. Mashiach's not going to come. He's going to let that Shasa Kosher get lost because he doesn't want to walk outside the Tchum. So the Brisker Rav said that you see from here what an Aveira is. You see from here what Chil Shabbos is, what a Chet is. Even an Issa de Rabbanon, that yeah, the Hashem is going to be Mevater on the Golas for an Issa de Rabbanon. But that's what the Gemara says. If Yesh Tchum L'mayel Me'asar, then I understand why Mashiach Ben David's not going to come on a Shabbos. But Eli Yamet Ein Tchumen, but if there's no Tchumen, then what's the problem? Shabbos V'yamotayim, my mother, then why can't Mashiach come? The problem is Tchumen, let him come. L'mayel Me'asar, what's going to be the problem? So the Gemara says, Shani Hasan. The reason Mashiach Ben David can't come on a Shabbos and Yontif has nothing to do with going outside the Tchum. Has nothing to do with the Isser, the Rabbanon. It has nothing to do with Tchum L'mayel Me'asara. Rather, it's the Amakra. The pasuk says, "Hinei Anoichi Shaleach Lachem Es Elio Anavi Lifnei Boyoy Mashem Hagadol Ve'Anoira." Elio Anavi is going to come one day before Mashiach comes. And Eliyahu didn't come yesterday. So, meaning every Shabbos and Yontif, you know why? You don't have to worry that Mashiach might come today because if Mashiach was going to come today, then Eliyahu would have came yesterday. Eliyahu didn't come yesterday. So that's why it's more afraid to Gemara, the obvious question. Then you should always say that. Meaning every day, a person should be mutter, because if Mashiach was going to come today, that means Eliyahu would have came yesterday. Elo, what must be the pshat? L'chura, how could you assume and suspect that Mashiach might come? What happened to Eliyahu yesterday? The Teretz is, Amrina lebezden agadol asa. Maybe Eliyahu Navi went to the bezden agadol. And you just don't know about it. Hachanami, lebe lebezden agadol asa. But says the Gemara, no, the reason is something else. The reason, if someone says, Arani Nazar, the halach is he's allowed to drink wine on Shabbos V'yantif, is because if Mashiach was going to come on Shabbos and Yontif, it would mean that Eliyahu HaNavi would have to come the day before. Because Hinei Anoichi Shaleach Lachem Es Eliyahu HaNavi Lifnei Boyoy Mashem Agadol V'Anoir. And the Gemara assumes that means the day before. So the day before, that means Eliyahu HaNavi would have came. So maybe Eliyahu is going to come. Kfar Muftach Lehem LiYisrael. Hashem promised the Yidden, She'en Eliyahu Ba, Loi Ba'arvi Shabbosois, V'loi Ba'arvi Yom Toim. Eliyahu HaNavi is not coming Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, Ibnei HaTorech. Because Yidden are busy preparing for Shabbos on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. And it's for that reason, Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come on that day. And that's the point. The point is that being that Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, so Mashiach can come on Shabbos V'yantif, Sireni Nazir V'yom Shem Ben David Ba. That's why it's going to be Mut. Zok the Gemara, Kasol Kedaitach, Mid Eliyahu Le'yasa, Mashiach Nami Le'yasa. For the fact that Eliyahu HaNavi was saying is not going to come on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantif, so presumably Mashiach's also not going to come on an Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantif, right? If Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come, Mipnei HaTircha, so Mashiach Ben David is also not going to come. So if that's the case, Mali Shabto Lishteri, so L'chura, Hareni Nazir V'yom Shem Ben David Ba, why is he only Mut on Shabbos V'yantif? Oh, because Mashiach Ben David can't come Shabbos V'yantif, because it would mean Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come Erev Shabbos, and he's not coming Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantif. L'churf, Mashiach is also not coming Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantif, for the same reason, because of the Tircha, Sa'reini Nazim B'yam Shem Ben David Ba, should be Mutter B'Shabbos B'yantif, and the Erev Shabbos, and the Erev Yantif. So the Gemara says, no. Eliyahu Le'yasi, Mashiach Asi. Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantif. Mashiach could come on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantif. Why? Because the Kibin Da'asi Mashiach, because as soon as Mashiach comes, HaKoyla Vodim Hem Le'Yisrael. Everyone's going to want to help the Yidden. Yidden are going to have no problem making Shabbos as soon as Mashiach comes. Well, Yo HaNavi comes, it's still going to be hard. But when Mashiach comes, HaKoyl Avodim Heim LiYisrael, says the Gemara, B'chad B'Shabbos Lishteri. Okay, at the very least, on Sunday, it should always be Mutter. It should also be Mutter. Why? Same cheshvan. Because if Eliyahu HaNavi has to come before Mashiach comes, so that means Eliyahu HaNavi would have to come on Shabbos. If Eliyahu HaNavi would have to come on Shabbos, so L'chura, how could Eliyahu HaNavi come? Eliyahu HaNavi is going to have to go outside the Tchum. We just said it's a problem. The Shev Shmaitz, it was a problem with Eliyahu HaNavi going outside the Tchum. So L'chura, that means Mashiach can't come on Sunday. So it should be Mutter on Sunday. So the Gemara says, from the fact that we're saying, Arani Nazim Yem Shem David Ba, he's not allowed to drink wine on Sunday. That means Eliyahu Navi could come on Shabbos. So Liv Shemino, let's prove from here the Ein Tchumen. This should certainly be a ride that Ein Tchumen L'mayla Me'asara, because the Yesh Tchumen, because if Yesh Tchumen L'mayla Me'asara, B'chad B'Shabbat L'Ishtari, Tol Yasu Eliyahu B'Shabbat, so the Gemara says, I hear, it's a good Ha'ara, but I don't think it's a Raya that Ein Tchumen L'mayla Me'asara, because maybe Hay Tana Sfuki Mesafkele, maybe the Tana wasn't sure. Maybe he had a suffix, whether Yesh Tchumen L'mayla Me'asara, or Ein Tchumen L'mayla Me'asara. Ula Chumra, and he went L'chumra. So Enochanami, it could be, you're right, it could be that ain't Yesh Tchum L'mayla Me'asara, and if Yesh Tchum L'mayla Me'asara, that means Eliyahu Navi can't come on Shabbos, which means Haredi Nos B'Yem Shem David Bosh should be Mutter on Sunday, but then again, maybe not, maybe ain't Tchum L'mayla Me'asara. So could you prove ain't Tchum L'mayla Me'asara from the Brisa? No. What you can prove is that maybe Yesh ain't Tchum L'mayla Me'asara. But at the end of the day, Sfuki Mesafkele, you see there's a little aleph where it says Sfuki Mesafkele, because that is the Halach and Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber and Simon Tov Dalit says it's a suffix whether Yesh Tchum L'mayla Me'asara or ain't Tchum L'mayla Me'asara. But the Gemara says, I don't understand the whole case. Harini Noz B'yom Shem Ben David Ba. The Koyim is, when did this person make this Naziris? Did he do it during the week? So what does this mean? So if someone's mekabel naziris during the week, so what, every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he's going to have to be a nazir. Then Shabbos comes, he's not going to be a nazir anymore. If it's yontif, maybe a three-day yontif, he gets to drink wine for 3 days in a row. Like what does this mean? Once it's chal de naziris, how does the Naziris go away? Where did the Naziris go? Right? Hektish bechti loipaka. The Naziris can't just go away by itself. Says the Gemara, kiven the chalolet Naziris, once it's chal the Naziris, hechi asya shabata umafkale. So the Gemara said, you have to say, al-dekoy the shabata the kanada, yontif the kanada. You're right. This person made the neder on Shabbos and yontif. Vahu yoyim the sharile. And it was that day that the Braisa was saying was mutter. But mikam ve'ela chaser, as it relates to every other day, it's true. In fact, he's going to be awesome. Because once it's chal the Naziris, there's no way for then Naziris to go away. So this whole brice of Arayni Naz B'Yom Shem and David Ba that is Mutav Shabbos, it doesn't mean every Shabbos and every Yontif in the future. It's not what it means. What it means is if he made the Naziris on a Shabbos and a Yontif, that day that he made the Naziris, it's not going to be Chal. But in terms of moving forward, it is very much going to be Chal. Exhale. So the truth is, there's so much to talk about on this staff. Literally, Hafoichba, Vahafoichba, the Kulaba. But we'll just speak out one ha'ara. It's related to Reh that we've spoken about in the past, but ein beis medrash b'loy chiddush. Number one, the Gemara said that Eliyahu Navi is not going to come on an Erev Shabbos and an Erev Yontif. And the reason is, mipnei ha'toyrach. Kfar muftach lehem liyisrael, she'en Eliyahu ba, loy ba'arvi Shabbosois, v'loy ba'arvi yomim toivim, mipnei ha'toyrach, because they're not preparing for Shabbos. If they're preparing for Shabbos, Eliyahu Navi is not coming on an Erev Shabbos, he's not coming on an Erev. He's not going to stare the preparation for Shabbos Yontif. But Mashiach ben David, Mashiach could come. Mashiach could come on a Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. Freit the Gemara, I understand, make the same cheshvin. So the Gemara says, Eliyahu lo yasi Mashiach asi. The kivin dasi Mashiach. Because as soon as Mashiach comes, hakol avodim him liyisrael. Everyone's going to be avodim liyisrael. And if everyone's going to be avodim liyisrael, it's not going to be hard to prepare Shabbos. Because you're going to have a lot of people that are going to be volunteering, people that are going to want to help you. Now the truth is, this idea that as soon as Mashiach comes, hakol avodim him liyisrael is expressed in a psikta rabasi. This is in Parsha Lamed Vav. The first part of this is very well known. Tanu Rabbanon, b'shoshen melech ha-Mashiach nigla. As soon as Mashiach, Ben David is going to reveal himself. He's going to stand on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash. And he's going to call out to the Yidden. Anovim, higiyaz man geulaschem. The time has come for me to redeem you. And if you don't believe me, take a look at my aura that's shining on you. And Mashiach's going to turn to the Yidden. He's going to see you. See you, the chosen nation. Because this aura is shining only on you. And
Yiroe, Ba'isa Shom, Avik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oyre Shom, Melech HaMashiach, V'shal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to cause the Oyre of Mashiach to shine. And the Oyre of Klal Yisrael is going to shine. V'chol Umay Yisraelim, B'choshech V'afeilah. And the Umay Yisraelim, they're going to be sitting in Choshech V'afeilah. And they're going to see this unbelievable Oyre. And they're going to be attracted to it. They're going to gravitate towards it. V'holchim Kuloi La'Oyre Shom Mashiach, V'shal Yisrael. Shenema, Yishayah said in Perek Samech, V'holchu Goyim La'Oyrech. Umalachim lenoiga zarchech, uboim, umalachachim offer mitachas raglov shal melech hamashiach, uboim kulam, venoiflin al pneum lefne mashiach lefne yisrael, voimrim lehem niel lechol yisrael avodim. We want to be avodim, we want to serve you. Vechol echod ve echod mi yisrael, shloi shnei alofim, ushmoine meis avodim. Every yid's going to have 2,800 people that are taking care of him. Shenemar bayomim ahim vechulu vechulu, posig in zachayim. Either way, b'shoshim melech hamashiach, bo oimed al gag shel beis hamikdash, mashmiel em liyisrael, anovim igiyas man gulaschem, and there's going to be this incredible aura that's going to emanate from Mashiach, and there's going to be an aura that's going to shine on Klal Yisrael. This aura is gonna come out, and the world is going to be so mesmerized by it. But what does it say? It says, "Ubam kulam v'noiflan al pnei l'fnei Mashiach l'fnei Yisrael." Va'omer lam niel lecha liyisrael avodim v'chal echad ve'echad miyisrael loy shnei alofim u'shmoyne meyas avodim. But either way, this is the rest of the story. So the Gemara says that Mashiach can come on an erev Shabbos. You know why? You can have no problem preparing for Shabbos when Mashiach comes. What's the reason? Because they're all going to. Everyone's going to be hakol avodim heim liyisrael. This is it right here. Kol echad ve'echad miYisrael leShnei alofim uShmoyne meyas avodim. You can have no problem making Shabbos. Just to stick for a moment with another Psik Rabasi, and this I heard from my good friend Levi Chomsky. The pasuk says in Yeshaya Samech Vav, V'hoya midei chodesh b'chodshoy u'midei Shabbos b'shabato yovei kol basar lehishtachavos lefonai, Amar Hashem. V'hoya midei chodesh b'chodesh, every Rosh Chodesh. U'midei Shabbos b'shabbat, and every Shabbos, yovei kol basar, every yid is going to come, l'shtachav ha'yislefonai, Amar Hashem. Says the Psik Rabasi. So the last Psik Rabasi was in Parsha Lamed Vav. This Psik Rabasi is in Parsha Aleph. What is, says the Psikta? Dover Racha, V'hoya midei chodesh b'chodeshoy. V'heich efshe, how's it possible, she'yavoy kol basa b'Yerushalayim b'chol chodesh b'chol Shabbos? When the Pasuk sounds like it's saying, V'hoya midei chodesh b'chodeshoy, midei Shabbos b'shabbat, yavoy kol basa l'shtachavoy slofanay, Amar Hashem. It sounds like this is going to go on every Shabbos. How's it possible? Frank the Psikta, an obvious question. Elementary. V'heich efshe, she'yavoy kol basa b'Yerushalayim b'chol chodesh b'chol Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Levi, asid Yerushalayim lias keretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim is going to become as big as Eretz Yisrael. Ve'eretz Yisrael kechol olam kuloi is going to be as big as the entire world. Ve'heich, okay, says the Psikta, but I have another kasha. Ve'heich ein boim Rosh Chodesh v'Shabbos misoif olam. Are they going to come from one side of the world to the other? Ela ha'ovin boim, the clouds are going to come. Ve'toyan enoisam, they're going to carry them. U'mevi enoisam liYerushalayim. Ve'he mespalim shom baboiker. Then they're going to daven there in the morning, this Indian of davening Shabbos. In the Beis Hamikdash, we spoke out Rashi and Parshas Bamidbar. That's when the Yidden were Chayme in the Midbar, so they were within the Alpayim Amah of the Arin. So like this, they should be able to daven. Like Yeshua and Yericha, you told the Yidden, make sure you're encamped within 2,000 Amas of the Arin, because it's an idea to always be davening in the Mishkan, to be davening in the Makom Hamikdash. So all the Yidden are going to come to Yerushalayim. They mispal in Shom Baboike. V'husha Novi Mekalsam, that's what the Novi meant. Also Yeshaya Perek Samach. Mi Ele Ka'ov Te'ufeno. You're going to fly like a cloud. What's it referring to? It's referring to how the Yidden are going to come, how they're going to be able to come. So again, the Pasuk says, V'hoya midei chodesh b'chodshoy, u'midei Shabbos b'shabbatoy, yovei kol basar l'shtachav eslefanei Amar Hashem. So first, the Psikta says, just geographically, how's this going to work? The Teretz is that asidi Yerushalayim lias keretz Yisrael, v'eretz Yisrael kechol olam kulei. Okay. Another practical problem. They ain't boim. How physically are they going to come? Ha'avim boim, v'toyan enoisam, u'mevi enoisam li'Yerushalayim. So Levi showed me that Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis,
of Beis Ephraim fame. But here in his Pirish Zera Ephraim on the Psik de Rabbos, he says, L'chayrut sarachin, eich boim b'shabes, l'manda amat tchumen day reisa. How are they going to come? L'manda amat tchumen day reisa. And he said, this is a problem even if you hold tchumen's the Rabbanan, according to the Rambam and the Rift, that hold that the tchum of Yud Beis Mil at the very least is day reisa. The Efshe, the Sfirale, could be the Psik de holds that ain't tchumen l'mayla me'asara. We could have minimum besach this Erevin. And if ain't tchumen l'mayla me'asara, so it could be the they're going to go in the oven in the beginning of Shabbos. So that's where the Tchum is going to be. It's like this, you don't have to worry about it. But either way, it could be the Psik Tid Rabbasi, said Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, holds Ain Tchum L'mayla Me'asara. If Ain Tchum L'mayla Me'asara, this is not going to be a problem. The Radal also wrote a Pirish on the Psik Tid Rabbasi. Says the Radal, Mashma the Sfirli, one line, Ain Tchum L'mayla Me'asara. It sounds like the Psik Tid must be of the opinion, Ain Tchum L'mayla Me'asara. In other words, he was bothered with the Zera Ephraim's Kasha. How are they going to be able to go from one side to pass Yud Beis Mil to go to Avon Yerushalayim, V'hoyim Midei Chodesh B'Chodshoy, U'Midei Shabbos B'Shabbat, Yovah Kobasa L'Shlach V'Zlafon, Yomer Hashem. What happened to the Tchumin? What happened to Yud Beis Mil? The Teretz says, we're going to work with Tchum L'mayla Me'asara. Tchum L'mayla Me'asara. So it's not going to be a problem. Says the Radal, Ukemoshe Kosafti bin Mechtovi, and I wrote this in my letter, Lahagoyen, Rabbi Yaakov Mekarlin. Who's Rabbi Yaakov Mekarlin? I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure it's the Mishkan is Yaakov. Because the Mishkan is Yaakov was Rabbi Yaakov Mekarlin. So it's interesting. You have the Beis Ephraim and the Mishkan is Yaakov on this Gemara right here related to Tchumen. I mean, the Zera Ephraim is the Beis Ephraim. It's Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis in his Pirish on the Psikta. And this is the Radal in his letter to Rabbi Yaakov Mekarlin, which is the Mishkan is Yaakov. So when you think of Erevin and you hear the Beis Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis and Rabbi Yaakov Mekarlin, you start thinking about Eruvin in big cities. But the truth is, here we have another Ha'ara from my good friend Levi Chomsky. But regardless, this is the Zera Ephraim and his Pirish on the Psik de Rabbosi. And this is Rabbi Yaakov Mekarlin, his Shaklev Ataya, where Rabbi David Luria, the Radal, also on his Pirish on Psik de Rabbosi. How is it going to be possible that La'asid Lava, V'hoyim Midei Chodesh B'chodesh, Midei Shabbos B'Shabbatoi, Yovel Kobosa, L'shtachavitz, L'fonei, Omer Hashem, the Teretz is, it's going to be with the clouds? So? You ain't chum in l'mayla me'asara. If ain't chum in l'mayla me'asara, it's not going to be a problem. But there's one bum b'kasha that we have to talk about, just for a few minutes. And that is the Shagas Arias kasha. The Gemara says, Hareini nasi b'yomshim in David Ba. Somebody says that I want to be mekabel naziris, but only on a day that Mashiach's going to come. Mutta lishtes yayin b'shavosses v'yomim taimim. But v'asa lishtes yayin koyim ha'isacha. Why? Kol Yom Yisachar is also because maybe Mashiach Ben David is going to come. Shabbos V'yontif, because Kfar Muftach Lehem Yisrael She'in Eliyo Ba Loi Ba'arvi Shabbos V'loi Ba'arvi Yomim Toivim and Hini Anoich Shalech Lechem Es Eliyo Anovi Lifnei Ba'yoyim Hashem Agadol V'anoir. So if Eliyo Anovi can't come on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, that means by definition Mashiach Ben David is not going to come on Shabbos, he's not going to come on Yontif. Freik Tishag Yisari Akasha. From the Gemara in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Amid Beis, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara over there brings a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua with regards to a lot of important milestones in world history and Jewish history, and with regards to events that are going to take place in the future. When exactly they happen? Rabbi Eliezer says, Asher Negeil in Yoneinu, Benison Nigalu, Betishrei Asidim Ligael. Rabbi Shua argues, Rabbi Shua says, Benisan Nigalu, Benisan Asidim Ligal. There was a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether the Geula Asida is going to be in Tishrei, or whether the Geula Asida is going to be in Nisan. The Ran in his drasha says that this machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is the same machlokes as the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether Betishrei Nivra Ha'olam, Benisan Nivra Ha'olam. Meaning everybody agrees the Geula is going to happen in the same tkufa that the world was created. Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Betishrei Nivra Ha'olam, we spoke about that in the previous daf. So Ben Tishrei Asidim Ligal. Rabbi Shua holds Ben Nisan Nivra Ha'olam, Ben Nisan Asidim Ligal. But the bottom line is, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Gula is going to happen in Chodesh Tishrei. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the Gula is going to happen in Chodesh Nisan. So Freik, the Shagas Aryeh, a bomb kasha. He says, I don't understand. Hanreini Nazar B'yom Shem Ben David Ba, Mutta Lishtei Siyayim B'Shabbos V'yom Ben Toivim, V'asa Lishtei Siyayim Kol Yom Ha'isachal. Every other day of the year, if it's not Shabbos or Yontif, you're not allowed to drink wine. Why? Because maybe Mashiach Ben David's going
going to come. It's not true. Mashiach can't come. It's either B'Tishrei or B'Nisan. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Mashiach's coming in Chodesh Tishrei. According to Rabbi Yeshua, he's coming in Chodesh Nisan. So, Freik Tishag Yisai, I don't understand. If there's a Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, B'Tishrei or B'Nisan, so why are Rabbi Yehuda B'Yom Shem Ben David? But you're always Aser. According to Rabbi Eliezer, he should only be Aser on weekdays in Chodesh Tishrei. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, he should only be Aser on weekdays in Chodesh Nisan. Incidentally, I saw in the Tshuva Me'ahava from Rabbi Loza Fleckless, this is the last simon in Chelek Aleph in Tshuva Me'ahava. It's simon Reish Yod Aleph. It's very, very short. It's one paragraph. He says, Nishalti Amado Amru Chazal. He says, someone asked him a kasha. This kasha that we just mentioned. And he writes in parentheses, Hine kushya zeh motzasi achazeh b'seifet turi yevin b'rosh Hashanah. The Rabbi Loza Fleckless was asked the kasha, the Shagasarius kasha, and he says, "When he is daiti, ain't together kushir klal." He says, "I don't really understand the question." He says, "Why?" Our Gemara is talking about when Mashiach ben David is going to come. The Gemara, the Brisa, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is discussing the Geula. When exactly the Geula is going to happen? B'nisan nigalu. B'tishrei asidim ligo. B'nisan nigalu, b'nisan asidim ligo. Said Rav Loza Fleckless, how do you know what the definition of Geula is? You're assuming Geula means that's when Mashiach ben David's going to come. He says, I don't know, maybe the definition of Geula is not necessarily when Mashiach's going to come. Maybe Mashiach is going to come and then Geula's going to happen afterwards. Maybe the Geula's going to happen first and then Mashiach's going to come. The Geula, yeah, loosely, we associate that, of course, with Mashiach. But at the same time, maybe the Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, of when the Geula is going to happen is not necessarily the same as when Mashiach ben David is going to come. Maybe Mashiach ben David l'chud and Geula l'chud. He said, that's the case. Chashtenish t'kashet. But anyway, that's Rabbi Loza Fleckless, his ha'orin, his very, very last tshuva. Very, very last tshuva in his Shailos Tshuvas Me'ahava Chelek Aleph. But back to the Shai Yisai. Fake the Shai Yisai, he doesn't understand. Harein Yinoz B'Yem Shem ben David, but you always also l'chari, it should be either Nishrei, Tishrei or Nisan. Says the Shai Yisai, Yipshat, based on a Gemara, and the Sechta Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, and we all know this Gemara, Yeshaya Hanavi, this is also Yeshaya Perek Samach. We had a lot of Yeshaya Perek Samach today. Omer Alexandri, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Rami. Rabbi Shua Ben Levi asked the Stira. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Be'ita. V'ksiv Achishena. And the Pasuk says, Achishena. The Pasuk says, Hashem says that I'm going to redeem Klal Yisrael, Be'ita, in the appropriate time. Hakotun Yir Le'elef, Atzor Le'goy Otzum, Ani Hashem, Be'ita Achishena. Be'ita sounds like it's like a fixed time. Achishena, Chish. And it means fast. It's going to happen instantly. So which one is it? Is it Be'ita or is it Achishena? So said Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Zachu of Klal Yisrael Zoicha Achishena. It's going to happen fast. Loi Zachu of Klal Yisrael is not going to be Zoicha. Be'ita. Then it's going to happen in its set time. Meaning when Hashem created the world, He created a Zman when Mashiach was going to come. This is the Ita. This is the fixed time of when Mashiach is supposed to come. Doesn't mean Mashiach can't come before that. If Loi Zachu, then yeah, we're going to have to wait it out until the Ita. However, if Zachu, there's an idea of Achishena. Said the Shai Yisaryeh, this machloik is between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether B'Tishrei Asidim Ligal or B'Nisan Asidim Ligal, that was a machloik with regards to the Be'ita. Is the Be'ita Tishrei or is the Be'ita Nisan? But Avad Zachu Achishena. And Achishena is not Meshubet to Tishrei, it's not Meshubet to Nisan. That could happen any day of the year. So Arayni Nazar B'Yom Shem and David Ba, he's usher every day of the year. You know why? Because Achishena, maybe we'll be Zoicha, and if we'll be Zoicha, the Geula can come not in Tishrei, not in Nisan. The Be'ita, yeah, that's either B'Tishrei, that's going to be B'Nisan. But Zachu Chazal said Achishena, and Achishena can mean any day of the year. I mean that it could be any day of the year. That's already not Meshubid to Nisan or Tishrei, and that's Pshat in the Gemara. That was the Shai Yisaryeh's teretz. The truth is, this Yisoyed that the Shai Yisaryeh says, I found in the Sefer Krasi Uplasi, from Yonis and Eidoshetz. And this is at the very end of the Sefer Krasi Uplasi. So we mentioned the very end of the Tshuva Me'ahava. This is the very end of the Krasi Uplasi, and the end of Simen Kuf Yud. So he has, it's not the end of the Sefer, it's the end of Simen Kuf Yud. He wrote a kuntras called Beis HaSafik. And at the end of Beis HaSafik, he, B'derech Agav, talks about the Safik in the Gemara. Sfukei Masafkalev, Tchumen, Yesh Tchumen L'mayla Me'asara, or Ain Tchumen L'mayla Me'asara. But either way, over there he has a very, very brief discussion. And he brings Tosfos Kasha. Tos asks in our sugya, says, I have another problem. He says, I don't understand. The Gemara says, I really know B'Yem Shem and David, but you wake up today, you can't drink wine anymore. You're done. Why? Because Mashiach is going to come. He says, we know that the two Mashiachs, Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Yosef who are Mashber, is going to take care of more of our physical needs. Mashiach ben David, that's Adonenu David, that's of course on, more on the Ruchniya side. But regardless, there's Mashiach ben Yosef
And there's Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef is supposed to come before Mashiach ben David is supposed to come. It's a freak Tosfos. Tap Tosfos on the Amid Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Toich Dvarav. He says, I don't understand. Harini Nazir ben Yosef ben David. Boy, you're not allowed to drink wine. Why you're Nazir? Mashiach ben Yosef didn't come yet. So if Mashiach ben Yosef didn't come, Mashiach ben David can't come. What did he say? Harini Nazir ben Yosef ben David. He's talking about Mashiach ben David. If he's talking about Mashiach ben David, that means Mashiach ben Yosef has to come. Mashiach ben Yosef didn't come yet. So what's the issue? So Tosfos brings a teretz from Rabbeinu Tam. Said Rabbi Yonasan and Ibishitz. He said, you know what the teretz is? It's true. Chazal spoke about Mashiach ben Yosef. And before Mashiach ben David comes, there has to be a Mashiach ben Yosef. But that's only for Be'ita. Be'ita, that goes with a Seder. And the Seder of Be'ita is first Mashiach ben Yosef, and then Mashiach ben David. But there's also something called Achishena. And Achishena has nothing to do with the Seder Advarim. And in Achishena, Mashiach ben David can come today without a Mashiach ben Yosef. And being that that's the case, in the world of Achishena, it's still Shaykh. Mashiach's going to come. So Reini Nazar, B'Yemshim ben David, how do you know Mashiach's not going to come? Achishena. The Shagasari said that Tishrei and Nisan, that has nothing to do with Achishena. Mashiach ben Yosef, said Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, also has nothing to do with Achishena. The concept of Achishena is that, you're right, there's a Seder of how it has to play out. Right, I heard, you know, people were saying that now it feels like we're living through the Tkufa Vikvas in the Mashiach. You know, the problem is if you go through Gemaras, there's Gemaras that say that before Mashiach comes, this has to happen and that has to happen. I was literally having this conversation with someone recently. But the truth is, it's a mistake. Because in the world of Be'ita, there's a whole Seder Advarim. Nish Tishrei, there's Nisan. There's Mashiach ben Yosef. You have the Gemaras in Yuma, the Gemaras in Chelek. There's a whole bunch of Gemaras scattered in Chas, Midrashim, and Chazals of what the world's going to look like before Mashiach. But that's all in the world of Be'ita. But there's something called Achishena. Achishena said the Shag Yisai has nothing to do with Tishrei and Nisan. Achishena said the Rebbe of Yonasan and Crazy Oplazi has nothing to do with Mashiach ben Yosef. Achishena means Shuas Hashem Keherafayim. Harenu Nazir B'Yom Shem Ben David. But this second Mashiach can come. I wouldn't even, you'll ask me a kasha, there has to be hungers and things. So, like, the Tosfos kasha, it's the same teretz. It's the same Rabbi Yonasan and Eibishitz. The teretz is there's something called Achishena. And in the world of Achishena, there's something called Shuas Hashem Keherafayim. Just one other ha'ara in terms of this distinction between Achishena and between Be'ita, the Gemara, the very, very next Gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin. Daf Tzadik Ches. Amar Rabbi Alexandri. Rabbi Shulam Levi Rami asked another kasha. Ksiv, Daniel described Mashiach coming. He said, Va'aru im anone shemaya kivar enash ose. That Mashiach's going to come like anone shemaya, like a Vulcan, like a cloud. Viksiv, it says another pasuk, Zechariah described Mashiach very differently. He said, Oni v'roichav al hachamar. And are a man that's riding on a donkey. It's very different. Va'aru im anone shemaya kivar enash ose. Oni v'roichav al hachamar. So Shulam Levi said the same thing. Zachu im anone shemaya. Loi zachu, oni v'roichav al hachamar. Rabbi Yisachar Shlomo Teichdal, in his classic work, Eim Abonim Semecha, it's in Perek Sheni. So he's very, very mayrich. He brings from Sfarim HaKadoshim, Dar HaChaim HaKadosh in a few places, and from other tzaddikim that all said, that you see from the Gemara, that if Klai Yisrael is going to be zoicha, Mashiach can come, va'aru im anone shmaik ve'en ashase. He's going to come in a himmelish way. He's going to come beneath him in a flies. It's going to come fast, like a cloud moves fast, like an anone shemaya. It's going to come b'derech mufla, b'derech nes. Another way that Mashiach can come is ani v'roichav al hachamar. He can come an ani v'roichav al hachamar b'derech hateva. It can be slow, it can be protracted, you know, until the chamar comes and everybody moves. It can take a very, very long time. What does it depend on? Zachu or loy zachu? Where else did the Gemara say Zachu or Loi Zachu? Loi Zachu is Be'ita. Zachu is Achishena. So he said the Be'ita, the normal way of how Mashiach is supposed to come, based on the way the world was set up and designed, L'katchila, it was that Mashiach is going to come at a certain time and it's gonna develop. Ani v'roichav al hachamar. This is Mashiach ben Yosef and there's going to be events and you have all the Gemaras and you have all the Midrashim. That's how Mashiach is going to come. But there's also something called Zachu. And Zachu is Achishena. And Achishena is immediate. And Achishena is a whole different Seder. Achishena doesn't have to be Benisan or Betishrei. Achishena doesn't require Mashiach ben Yosef and all the prerequisites. Achishena will happen in a second. Va'aru imanone shemaya kivar enash ase. It's going to be b'derech nes, b'derech mufla. 1 second, Mashiach's not here, and a second later, it's Oirish al Mashiach, and it's going to be literally anovim, anovim, igiyas man gulaschem, with the with the psikta rabasi that we mentioned earlier in the daf, and with all those madrigas that can happen in a second. What do you mean? Doesn't it have to take time? Yeah, there's a seder of ani v'roichav al hachamar, but that's in the world of be'ita. This is a different world. This is a world of achishena. But either way, so the Shagas Aryeh's kasha was that l'chura, how do you reconcile the Gemara Rosh Hashanah with the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem Gimel? But what we're coming out with is that there's really two mahalchim of Geula. There's Be'ita and there's Achishena. And Kemavurin, in some of the Sfarim HaKadoshim, is that there's fundamental differences. Be'ita is Betishrei Ben Nisan. Be'ita is Mashiach Ben Yosef and the whole Seyed Advar. Be'ita is going to develop over time. Ani V'roichiv Al HaChamar. But there's another mahalach. If Klai Yisrael Zoicha could be Achishena. Achishena means Shuas Hashem terrifying in a second. We don't need Mashiach ben Yosef. We don't need all the prerequisites that the Gemara talks about. It doesn't have to take a long time. It could be like Daniel described, Va'aru imanon eshmaik va'en hashase. It doesn't even have to be Betishrei. It doesn't even have to be Benisan. I was thinking that it's Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Betishrei asidim ligal or Benisan asidim ligal. So who do we paskin like? So, Pashtus, we pass like Rabbi Yeshua, because we know Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuti, Rabbi Eliezer is Beishamai. But we know that Lasad Lavoi, the Halach is really going to be like Beishamai. So if Lasad Lavoi, the Halach is going to be like Beishamai, that means Lasad Lavoi, the Halach is going to be like Rabbi Eliezer. So, over here, we have a machloikis regarding Asidim Ligoel, what the Geula is going to look like. So it could be, as it relates to this machloikis, we paskin taka that betishrei Asidim Ligoel. Either way, Chodesh Tishrei is a zman of Geula, that's for sure. Ani v'roichav al hachamar. Ani, we mentioned from the Zohar HaKadosh, is Erev and Nida Yavamas. We're definitely learning a limud that's mesugal for Geula. We should be zoicha to Shuas Hashem, keherachayim.